Hello, friends, family, enemies. Thank you for tuning in to Not the Tonight Show. Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Ellen, Jimmy Corden. You're watching The Right Show. We come to you every week. People say, what time does it come on? The right time. Where do you find it? YouTube, of course, Facebook, and Rockfin Simulcast. Every week, we then edit it down, and you listen to it on Sunday. So if you're listening going, what video is he talking about? Check the description. There's probably a link. Today, we break it down. A newscaster goes on the air drunk. Kind of wish I did that today. A drunk punk attacks a store clerk and gets behind the counter. And we show a sneak peek of my romantic comedy film, Funny Thing About Love. It's all happening right here on The Right Show, which has been cleverly described as a support group for normal people. Let's get it started in here. Hey, so I want to know one thing from you. I want to know, my YouTubers, podcasters, and Facebookers, where are you from and what is your favorite TV show of all time? Go ahead and put that in the comments and we will kind of find out if we're on the same page, if we agree, if we disagree, and take a little walk down memory lane. I have 343,000 subscribers now. We went up 1,000 subscribers. It took us 8 months to do it. Remember, I was going up 1,000 to 2,000 subscribers a day last year around this time. And then in October, came to a screeching halt. And now we get about 100 new subscribers a month. You tell me if they're doing something weird with my channel. All right, let's go to your guys' favorite TV shows. Burn Notice, never seen it. Gilligan's Island, used to watch that a lot. Kurt Steven says Chicago. Seinfeld. That's the same as me. Arizona, King of Queens. House MD. All right, there you go. So now you can have fun with that in the comment section. We'll keep that going as I tell you my story. I just filmed my 1 hour special. We did it. Here's how it works. You do two shows back to back. You wear the same outfit. And people said, Kayvon, why do you do two shows? Just do a good job. If everyone's laughing, that's your special. Because anything and everything could go wrong. And in Arizona over the weekend, it did. But luckily, things went wrong in different places on both shows. So you've got the two. You can take out this part, add this one, take out this one, add that one. And we have a perfect show. Yes! That's all you can ask for. So you're saying, Kayvon, what went wrong in the first show? Well, in the first show, the air conditioner kind of broke. It was raining and it was humid. I'm like, that's good. The Arizona sun will be kind of behind those clouds. But then I was told by the management, oh no, when it's humid, our air conditioner doesn't really work at all. And if we crank it down too low, we get water that just starts dripping down from the ceiling. Yay, raining inside. So we couldn't do that. So it just got really hot. And it was so hot, I took the stage with sweat stains on my shirt and my forehead. What's up? You're watching at home like, this guy looks nervous. You don't want to be sweating right away. But the jokes were great. The crowd was amazing. And then at some point in the first show, I heard a lot of like arguing and commotion. I thought someone was mad about one of my jokes. It happens. Maybe a double Karen duo in the back. Turns out, no, there was a little domestic violence between the two girls. I don't know if they were a lesbian couple, but they took it outside and started fighting and went to jail. Ooh. Not something you expect during the taping of your 1 hour special. In the second show, I'm doing a perfect show, smaller crowd, but I'm not sweating. Air conditioner's working again. I put deodorant and talcum powder on my stomach and neck so that I wasn't shiny. And then the backdrop behind me fell down. I was like, we're going to pause. And they had to come up and put the curtain back up and put the pole back together and get it. Luckily, I know my joke so well, I said, and a restart. So my dad, you know, boom, and we got it done. So that is why you do two tapings. Remember, always tape double if you're doing a comedy special. If that sounds interesting, fun, mysterious, I hope you'll come to one of my upcoming tour dates. I'm going to be on the road, and you are invited. Now, the towns I tell you, because you watch my show religiously, I'm going to give away one free ticket per viewer to these cities. Tell me if you can come or if you want to send a friend in your honor. Dallas, Texas is this weekend, 6 shows. Bellflower, California, 1 show. LDS Singles Night, you're not invited unless you're LDS and you're single. Westchester, Iowa, you are invited. Seattle, Washington, Minneapolis, Salt Lake City, Washington, D.C. Be sure to get your tickets. Time to get into it. The WNBA keeps whining that they're not getting the same things as the men. Now remember, men's professional basketball is a league that's been proven successful economically. It's been proven of interest for millions of people, international and right here. And also, they've developed big names, big stars, and fill up stadiums for almost every single game. Compare that, if you will, to the WNBA. For some reason, they feel like just because they turn the lights on and started dribbling, they now deserve the same things everyone before them has. So this has been going around viral, and I saw this and started laughing. Notice the difference between Kelsey Plum's and Steph Curry's All-Star MVP trophies. Look at that difference right there. Now, if this offends you and you think something's wrong, congratulations, you are a leftist. Steph Curry can beat her in basketball. The fact that she even got a trophy is amazing because I play basketball with my friends at YMCA. We're doing the same thing as Steph Curry, but nobody gives us little trophies. We just go home because that's all you get when you're not playing at the highest human level possible. Also, there are sports like badminton or rollerblading, which are amazing athletes, but it is not of interest to millions of people. Since nobody pays the money, then nobody gets the big trophy. The sport is in relative obscurity. Therefore, it looks like the WNBA and the NBA are playing the exact same sport, but it is not the same at all. Because the name of the game is putting butts in seats, selling jerseys, and getting the interest of the people. Does that make sense? William Corpus says the WNBA trophy was bought at a pawn shop. Here's the bigger joke. It has to be returned by noon. I've got a thing for tall women, but I don't watch the WNBA. This is a new joke from Bill Burr's comedy special. Name 5 WNBA teams. We'll wait. That's what I thought. And when I bring topics up like this at my comedy show, I get yelled at, screamed at. That's what I thought the two women fighting were all about, but it wasn't. Here we are now. Kayvon, did you see 2 California men arrested with 150 pounds of meth in New York City and let out with no bail? I certainly did see that. Absolutely. All right. Now, enough about this WNBA ridiculous garbage. Let's get on to something a little bit more fun. A newscaster got drunk visibly and went on the air. And you watch these things and you're wondering, could it be maybe a medical problem? Is there like a stroke or having a seizure? And you don't want to laugh at first, but I promise you it was discovered. She was just drinking and she got fired. Enjoy.
More than 50 million people across the country's southeast are under warnings for excessive heat. And boy, don't you know that? 105 degrees in Texas today. I just spoke with my mother. That's what she's dealing with. It's a major heat wave and it's just hitting everywhere. We're so lucky. It's only 80 degrees here. We are really lucky here in the capital region. I mean, let me tell you about that. These areas are reaching such areas. I mean, it's Houston, Austin, San Antonio. I mean, they're not expected. It has happened. Like, you don't need us telling you that it's bad. It's like people are being told to like stay inside, drink a lot of water. And we are just lucky. This weekend right here is so amazing. Meteorologist Craig Adams is right here with you. Craig Adams. Why did I say that? Of course, clearly, like here, we're taking a live look over downtown Albany. And of course, just like me, meteorologist Craig Gold is working a double shift. And so he's in. And we've been tracking this. And, you know, we've been talking about just like what it's been like across the country and the different reasons that why it's so hot in other areas. And we're having really nice weather here. So let's get over to Craig Gold. Hey,
yep.
Craig.
All right. Good evening, Heather. And yeah, the weather has been quite nice here across the
world. Oh, my goodness. I mean, she looks sloshed. I thought she was at the Blue Martini at 2 a.m. going, why are you closing already? We just started having fun. It's like crazy. Anyway, the comments are going to be hilarious, so be sure to check those out underneath the video. But I think one of the best ones was, and now to Tipsy Miss Drinks a Lot for the weather. She did get the weatherman's name wrong a few times. With that said, as drunk as she was, I still found her extremely more honest than Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo, and that dude, Rachel Maddow, Elvis impersonator, Amol Shikup. If you know Rachel Maddow, that was a hilarious impression. We'll be back with a whole lot more of The Right Show. Stick around. Catching up in the comments a little bit. Lots of thumbs up. At least she kept her clothes on. She was more coherent than Joe Biden. That deserves a... You made my fans laugh. That is a sign of a good joke. Well done. Well done. All right. Keeping the show moving right along. Joe Biden has a problem with sniffing children. Now, at this point, we've all seen it. I've shared the videos. One of my videos of him sniffing children has 2 million views. So you can't say, oh, I didn't know or no. If you bring your child to Joe Biden and you let him get directly behind her and put both hands on her shoulders with that grip and move her face around and come down and sniff her and kiss her head, then you should get your children taken away from you. Your children should be forcibly removed by human health services or child protective custody, whatever it is, because you are an irresponsible parent putting your child in direct contact with a predator. If you don't believe he's a predator, his son is a predator. You've seen enough of it. And if you haven't seen it, this is your last chance. He did it yet again. I'm going to show you what he did recently in a park with his balding head, with the wispy hair, and then show you some historical footage. This has been going on quite a long time. Take a look. We can see what's going on here. He uses a photo session as his alibi. We're right here in plain sight. What could go wrong? Come here to pop, pop. And his fingers get wandery. They're grazing chests and necks and pulling. And hey, look over there. We got the camera over there. You know, full grab. And it goes on and on. Be sure to do your own research. And if you are a parent that puts your child directly in the hands of Joe or Hunter Biden, I believe you should lose your children and you should go directly to jail. That is where you belong. Don't blame him. Oh, he's just being friendly. He's just being cute. He's just being, he's been asked to stop by Nancy Pelosi. He was asked when he was a senator to stop. He was told to do a hands off. He cannot do it because pedophilia is deep down and inside. So how sad is it that our president of the United States is a predator? What's better is we're going to have to cleanse our palate by talking about a murder. Unbelievable. New York, as Jill Biden calls it, a Bogota got attacked, a Bogota clerk. Now, here's what happened. A woman showed up with her welfare card and her baby to buy some chips. Baby being 6 years old, someone around the age Joe Biden would want to sniff. And she ran the credit card and it said declined. And so she got mouthy. Well, run it again. He runs it again. Sorry, it didn't work. He takes the chips back. And she says, a direct quote, my... Mm-mm. It's a word that we're not allowed to say. We got to act like we're all in kindergarten. So my mm-mm, the word starts with an N, is going to come in here and beat yo mm. So obviously I can't say these words because we're on YouTube and that's for children. They censor everything I say. So you're going to have to fill in those blanks. Sure enough, her mm-mm did come in and didn't just yell at him or argue. Went around, came in the door, got behind the counter, and the man tried to get away three or four times, wouldn't take no for an answer. Our bodega owner grabbed a box cutter and defended himself. Well, in New York, they wanted him to go directly to jail for taking out a BLMer. Take a look.
Jose Alba was arrested and held behind bars after fatally stabbing another man during an altercation behind the store's counter. Now, the exchange all caught on store surveillance. It shows the moment Alba was confronted and then the entire confrontation that unfolded. The video's release is sparking conversations all around the nation on whether this should be considered murder or self-defense. Alba is still facing a second-degree murder charge. As NewsAsian correspondent Paul Gerke explains, it's a charge many people, including New York City's mayor, want thrown out.
The incident occurred late last Friday night at Blue Moon Convenience Store in Hamilton Heights, a neighborhood 6.5 miles north of Midtown Manhattan. A woman tries to buy a bag of chips for her daughter, but her EBT card is declined. An argument ensues. The clerk, Jose Alba, takes the chips back. The woman leaves the store, returning with her boyfriend, Austin Simon. You can see Simon walk behind the counter and shove Alba against the wall. A scuffle breaks out. Alba reaches for a knife on the counter and stabs Simon several times. Simon was later pronounced dead at the hospital. Alba waited for police to arrive. He was arrested and charged with murder, sent to Rikers Island on $250,000 bail. That bail was lowered to $50,000 Thursday after prosecutors were convinced Alba would not be a flight risk. He was supposed to visit family in the Dominican Republic next week, but now he's been forced to surrender his passport, wear an ankle monitor, and cannot leave the five boroughs. Alba returned to his apartment Thursday night, shielding his face from cameras and offering no comment to the media. New York City Mayor Eric Adams was more vocal, publicly supporting Alba despite the charge he's facing.
My heart goes out for that hard-working, honest New Yorker that was doing his job in his place of business, where a person came in and went behind the counter and attacked him. I am hoping that we take all of that into consideration.
Going by the books, Alba's actions do appear to be in self-defense. According to the relevant New York statute, a person may use physical force upon another when and to the extent he or she reasonably believes such to be necessary to defend himself from what he or she reasonably believes to be the use or imminent use of unlawful physical force by such other person.
So there you have it. The clerk ended up getting arrested right away, put in jail very quickly, and had to pay his way out. I believe it was $50,000, $25,000 bail, and he couldn't go on his family trip, all because he was working a regular job and a welfare recipient wearing a $300 stolen t-shirt decided to come into his place of business, get behind the counter, and try to beat him up. Now, once someone comes behind the counter where the cash register is and the products, I don't know what your intentions are anymore. So I would fight for my life, because we have seen the footage of what happens to store owners, gas station clerks, when someone from the BLM community gets behind the counter. The fact that the cops wanted to arrest him right away instead of the BLMer was a big problem. You know, that welfare recipient had been arrested 8 other times with violent charges. So all this clerk did was take out the trash. This clerk was not intimidated at all. He decided to open more than a box. And the Democrats were sad, because there goes one more voter. That is why they had to complain about that. Now we have a new donation from Not Intimidated. Because I bring up the news that nobody's allowed to talk about, we picked up $5. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. And people here, you now know why this is a support group for normal people. When we come back, we're going to share some laughter, because that was a little too heavy, and it is time to cleanse the comedy palate. As you know, I am your favorite comedian, but there's another comic who's really blowing up in the last 4 months. He's been going to public town hall meetings, city council meetings, and taking the time with no audience, no fans, to troll the city council. He's done it in Honolulu, Plano, Texas, where I'm going to be next week. He's done it all over the world, and it is hilarious. So I want you to see Alex Stein, who started heckling none other than AOC. AOC always wants to be the center of attention. She always wants to be in new outfits and cool new frames and new glasses. She is not really Jenny from the block. She is an Instagram congresswoman star ready to TikTok at any time. And she got out TikToked by primetime Alex Stein. This was really funny. And then look at her play the victim after.
AOC, my favorite big booty Latina. I love you, AOC. You're my favorite. She wants to kill babies, but she's still beautiful. You look very beautiful in that dress. You look very sexy. Look at that booty on AOC. That's my favorite big booty Latina. I love it. My favorite, AOC. Nice to meet you, AOC. Look how sexy she looks in that dress. Woo, I love it, AOC. Hot, hot, hot like a tamale.
Hot, hot, hot like a tamale. Oh, my goodness. So, obviously, he's heckling her. He's making a scene, but she loves being on camera. She came in and was like, what? Take a selfie if you're going to talk about me. Okay. And he's like, look at that big booty. Look, look, look. She later went on to say how racist it was because he compared her to a tamale. It was sexist. He talked about her booty, racist comparing her to a tamale, which means she just admitted that fake Dr. Jill Biden is a racist because fake Dr. Jill Biden compared Mexicans to tacos. So he's racist. Okay. And so is Jill Biden. AOC, you should tell the world.
Hey everybody. I'm here in the Capitol. See this guy right there, right there. He, when I was walking up, he said, hey, right in front of a Capitol police officer, said, hey, here's this, look at that big ass, look at that big juicy booty, this Latina, like whatever, you know, all the bunch of racist, sexist stuff.
The diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
All a bunch of racist, sexist stuff.
Hot, hot, hot like a tamale.
And as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
Like a tamale.
All a bunch of racist, sexist stuff.
That is racist to compare a tamale and be hot to AOC. And Dr. Joe Biden is one of the biggest racists we will ever see in our lifetime. Well, it is very important to now make sure we can laugh, laugh, laugh about something even better than AOC's booty. I'm talking about none other than the movie Funny Thing About Love. If you've never seen the movie, that's okay. I take little sneak peeks of different scenes I was in, and hopefully you enjoy. Funny Thing About Love is a romantic comedy streaming online, Amazon, iTunes Movies, Apple Movies, anywhere you can stream, you can laugh. Jason Gray, which is a fantastic comedic actor, has Barry Corbin, a famous legendary actor, and of course, John Heder from Napoleon Dynamite. Take a look.
So, Bryce, what do you think?
Muscle cars aren't really my thing. Not really into the high carbon output, if I can help it, you know? Do they have any electric cars?
What did he just say? We can't know.
You know, Bryce, surprisingly, not a whole lot of crossover between fans of muscle cars and proponents of the environment. So why don't we head over here and see if we can't find some for ourselves?
I thought the courtroom was a tough crowd. Thanks for getting me out of there.
Don't worry about it. I'm sure they'll warm up to you eventually.
You think?
Sure.
Well, they sure seem to love you.
Oh, that's because I'm an incredible person. So what's up with Sam's business? Any updates?
No. Classic indecision. You know, if it was up to me, it'd be sold already.
If only.
Yeah. You know, I do have power of attorney. I could actually sell it for her.
As much as I would love to see you do that, probably not the best idea.
You would? I read you.
What?
Look, I know you and Samantha have a history together, so I'm sure this can't be easy for you.
Oh, nonsense. That's so, you know. How long you guys been together anyway?
About a year.
That long, huh?
Yeah.
Oh. Has she brought up the M word?
Why would she talk to me about murder?
Why would your mind go right to murder?
When you're attorney, the M word is murder.
Okay, yeah. I was talking about marriage.
Oh, marriage. Yeah, well, I've definitely thought about it, but she hasn't brought it up yet.
Fantastic.
Huh?
That hot rod is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So, first holiday with the family?
Yeah. Well, technically, I have to go back for a meeting this afternoon, so I'm not sure if I'll be back in time for dinner tomorrow.
It's perfect. Mm. That paint job for that year make and model, that is perfect.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Well, it's too bad you gotta go, but, you know, gotta have your meetings.
Especially this meeting. You know, if things go the way I think they will, we'll be talking a lot more about the M word. The M word is marriage this time, not murder.
Yeah, I figured that.
Okay, yeah. Ooh, now we're talking. Well, that is a view.
Bryce, isn't this your car?
Yeah, I didn't know where to park, so I just came by here.
Yeah, that's...
Do you want me to pop the hood?
Let's just leave that down.
Okay.
A lot of fun. So that was a great time. And if you don't know some of those actors, you've seen them in a few things and you will love the film. Go check it out. Folks, I am getting ready to pack my bags and go to Dallas, Texas, and then to Iowa. If you have any friends in either of those places, let me know. I can't spoil the movie for you. I can't tell you who ends up with who. He does not hate me. Thank you, Elena, or Elena, how you pronounce that. He actually loves me. You'll see in the film, I do something very, very good that he has to be one of my homies because I did that favor for him. All right. So we have one last donation that's popped in right here. Thank you to Jess Bridges. Appreciate you. If you want to keep the right show going, all you do is you throw a super chat right here and you get highlighted. Or you join me on GoFundMe.com/KavonComedy. Venmo at KVON-KVON. I also have paypal.me/tanksgod and Cash App, $KavonComedy. Okay. And we had a donation come in last week for $250. And I put all that money towards advertising my comedy special in Phoenix. And we sold out the show. Thank you. You guys are amazing. We will have this show next week as well. If you want a little rundown, you got in here a little late, don't worry. You can watch it on the restream. But we had a drunk newscaster. We had Joe Biden sniffing kids once again. We had a bodega store owner fighting for his life. And of course, we showed the funny thing about love, a little sneak peek. I will see you all next week. Now, if you have any questions about the special, the taping, if you want to know something that's a little bit more edgy, you can ask me anything on locals.com. We hang out on Locals right after this where we can speak freely because I'm finding that things you're allowed to talk about on YouTube are getting smaller and smaller because they want to ban people that don't follow their fake rules of engagement. So that's the problem we're having. And I'm trying to learn how to speak around it using code words. Instead of the word with a V, I say boosty boosts. You know, and I'm sure the WNBA will be off limits to talk about, just like Leah Thomas, the most beautiful female swimmer ever. Oh, we're going to have a whole lot more Right Show next week. See you then. You